Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we highlight two outstanding Jamaican athletes looking to become the next household names. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Do you know the names Marlo Rodman and Laurie Sharp? If not, then get ready. These two young Jamaican athletes are blazing trails in two not-so-traditional sports and racking up major accolades for themselves in the process. Rodman is a professional cyclist of the bicycle variety, while Sharp, in her short career, is already one of the region's most decorated triathletes. The ultimate aim is to get both athletes to the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo, Japan, proudly flying Jamaica's colors as they stand atop the medal podium. Originally a competitive swimmer, Laurie began her triathlete career in 2015. Among her accolades to date are winning the female section of the Caribbean 16-17 age group triathlon in 2016 and 2017, winning the Jamaica Triathlon Association Sprint Triathlon in 2016, and placing 22nd out of 51 athletes in the female 16-19 age group at the International Triathlon Union World Championship in Cozumel, Mexico last year.
She has also been invited by the U.S. Triathlon Association to compete in their national championships. That is something that I've never heard happen for a triathlete in Jamaica. So that in itself is showing the visibility and the traction that she's getting even outside of Jamaica.
President of the Simmons High Velocity Cycling Club and Laurie Sharp's coach, Carlton Simmons. Marlo has been cycling for Jamaica for a number of years, and his accolades are also impressive. He is the 2015 Caribbean Elite Champion, the 2015 Tobago Classic Champion, winner of the Long Joe Classic in the United States, and runner-up for the 2016 Tobago Classic. Getting both athletes to the Olympics will not be easy. In addition to the discipline and hard work needed, there's also the issue of sponsorship.
It's going to be an expensive venture because the whole training aspect for the athletes, the nutrition, the equipment, is quite a hefty sum. So we'll be pleading, you know, with Corporate Jamaica to see how best we can create partnerships, you know, to help these athletes.
Marlo is facing an uphill climb to attend all the qualifying events he needs to build up enough points to ensure qualification for the Olympics.
Ballpark per year, to be safe, is like about 12 to 15 events. Those events are mostly staged in far Europe. So we have to be trying to see how best we can target the ones that are in our region to go after the bigger points to be safe. Because the minimum amount of points that Marlo needs to accrue is 250. But to be safe, you need him to have like 600, 800 points.
Marlo is confident, however, that when all is said and done, he has what it takes to bring glory to Jamaica.
It's going to be a tough journey to achieve greatness. There is not an easy road, so I'm ready for the challenge. We're just begging and asking corporate sponsors to come on board to help me better, you know, showcase the talent that I have and to put Jamaica on the map again with cycling.
Laurie, a St. Andrew High School student, is targeting a few other events this year, but the major one is the World Age Group Championships in Rotterdam, Holland, where she's hoping to run, swim, and cycle her way to victory. Beyond that, her eyes are firmly fixed on the 2020 Olympics.
We are talking about a 15-year span since we have had anybody of the semblance of a Laurie doing what she's doing now in the sport at such an early age and basically just starting the sport.
Well, definitely to participate in the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo, Japan, and just to become an elite triathlete amongst the best in the world. Or not even, I'm not amongst what the best.
Top Jamaican triathlete Laurie Sharp, and before her, coach and president of the Simmons High Velocity Cycling Club, Carlton Simmons. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.